Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. We'll, of course, take your calls about anything that you like, although we're doing things a little bit different tonight. Normally, we are in our LRN.FM studios in Keene, New Hampshire. Tonight, we are in New York City, and Mark is here with me. Good evening.
That's right.
So we will be talking to some interesting guests here throughout the evening as we sort of celebrate the launch of BidInstant.com and their new offices here in Manhattan. And, of course, BidInstant has been promoted for quite a while now on Free Talk Live as a great option for folks to go and get their hands on some their digital hands, if you will, on some Bitcoins. And, of course, we're pretty big fans of the Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live. So there's that to discuss, and, of course, we'll take your calls. You can still call in about anything you want, even though we are here live on location in Manhattan at the BitInstant.com offices. The number again, 855-450-FREE. So let's start out tonight. Let's bring our listeners up to speed. Since we have Eric with us here, he is... can I say your last name? I don't know if that's...
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Eric Voorhees is with us, and he is the Director of Marketing and Communications for BitInstant. You had to give up a lot to come and take this job. You had already made the move to New Hampshire.
Yep.
And now you're living in New York City. What inspired you to make such a radical change?
So I was in New Hampshire. I just moved there about a year prior, very much liking it there in Portsmouth. And as our company started growing, it just made a lot of sense for us to all be in one location.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're in sort of the world of new finance, it made sense for us to open an office here in Manhattan, mainly for business connections, people that we can just see as they fly in, you know, around the world. They always land here, and we can just meet with
the
people very easily.
Center of this Western Hemisphere.
Right. If we want to take over global finance, Manhattan is a really obvious place to start.
So, Bitcoin, for the uninitiated, obviously we talk about it every night on Free Talk Live as to what it is, but give the pitch. What's a Bitcoin for somebody who's never heard of it?
Right. So, Bitcoin is two things. It is a currency, and it is a payment system on which you send that currency. So, it's both a unit of account and a way to send that unit around the world. Just as the world has dollars and euros and yen, it also has Bitcoins now.
So what makes Bitcoins valuable? I mean, we know that most currencies are issued by governments, and they say that, you know, you must take this currency. That's what makes theirs valuable. And then some currencies, like silver, they have backing of their own. You know, it has intrinsic value. What makes Bitcoin valuable?
All right. So this is usually the first question people ask. Why would I ever want a Bitcoin? Why is it valuable? And the reason it's valuable is because, like anything that's valuable, it's useful and it's scarce. So you can do things with it, and there's a limited number of them, and that gives it a price in the market.
Yeah, now Bitcoins are essentially the most valuable currency on the planet as a denomination, right?
Yeah, that's actually an interesting point. Right now, one Bitcoin's worth about $9.80.
Right, $9.79 is what I guess.
What you mean by that is you're comparing it to all the other government currencies out there?
Nominally one for one. I believe a Bitcoin is more valuable than any government
unless
currency.
You consider an ounce of gold, I suppose.
Yes, an ounce of gold is a lot more expensive.
And Bitcoins didn't start at $10 a piece, which is close to what their current price is.
Correct.
They started at what, like...
Zero.
Zero.
They started at zero.
And they went to 2 cents or whatever. And
They started at what, there was two pizzas delivered for 10,000?
They started at 10,000 Bitcoins for two pizzas.
Wow.
That's the original exchange rate. That's the genesis.
That's
I'd like
a big
to get
change.
That rate now.
Yeah. Yeah, so when these were created, obviously no one knew what they were going to be doing with them, and they didn't have a real price. There was no market for them. So one of the huge milestones, of course, was someone trading a Bitcoin for something of value. And the first time that happened was some guy on the forums wanted to order two pizzas, and so he paid 10,000 Bitcoins to someone in UK, and that guy ordered him and paid for the pizza.
Called in to the place?
To the local place for the pizza, yeah.
That's funny.
So that was the first exchange rate, so 5,000 Bitcoins per pizza.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And now a Bitcoin is worth nearly 10 U.S. dollars. They've been as high as 30-something.
$31.
U.S. dollars.
Yeah.
They recently hit 15, I think, for a short bit, and then they drop back down to 8. And so they're kind of all over the map. It's something new. I mean, people don't really know what to expect out of it. And you know, anything you buy, you never know what's going to happen to the value. But it seems like a general trend of it becoming more valuable. And it seems to me the reason for that is because the Bitcoin itself is becoming more useful. Initially, when all you could buy was, you know, the occasional pizza when somebody was feeling generous enough to actually transfer it into cash and buy some pizza, you've got more and more businesses that are accepting Bitcoin today. You've got new, really exciting things coming soon, which I'm sure we'll talk more about either with you or Charlie or one of the other folks here at BitInstant about the upcoming credit card, essentially. But it's going to have a MasterCard logo on it, so we'll act like kind of a credit card. It'll be accepted at, you know, all MasterCard locations.
And
as I understand it, this card is going to basically transfer your Bitcoins into the currency of whatever is the point of purchase at the point of purchase.
Not at the point of purchase, but anytime up to that point. So basically, if you have $100 worth of Bitcoins and you are at the store and you want to buy something, the store doesn't take Bitcoins yet. So how do you spend those Bitcoins? With this card, you can basically send Bitcoins to the card. Our company instantly converts them to dollars and then loads those dollars on the card in real time. So you can go to the checkout and actually buy something at the store.
I see. So you would have to put use some sort of tool online first.
You can use your phone. You could, because there's a QR code on the card. So you scan it with your phone and just send Bitcoin to it.
So you could send Bitcoin moments before making a purchase.
Yeah. Within a minute.
Gotcha. Let me get this straight. Could you load the card with say 100 Bitcoins and then do your shopping for the next 2 months with it?
You can load it with any amount up to $1,000,
but you can only load it with dollars, not Bitcoins.
You load it with Bitcoins, but those are then converted, and it's denominated in dollars.
So you're not holding Bitcoins on the card.
Correct.
You're holding cash on the card.
Correct. You're holding dollars on the card.
So you, in theory, probably would want to hold the Bitcoins as long as possible, and then...
If you're bullish on the Bitcoin, you would hold the Bitcoin and only spend them when you need to. Right. If you're bullish on the dollar and don't want the volatility of the Bitcoin, you might put more of them in dollars on the card.
But you could do your, you know, whatever you wanted to load on the card for that day.
Right.
Your spending money, you could, put it on for that day. Chances are good you're not going to lose too much in the volatile Bitcoin market in that particular day.
Right. And the reason that this card is so important, of course, is because people often ask, well, where can I spend Bitcoins? Can I buy gas with it? Can I buy, can I pay my bills? Can I buy food? And now you can do everything all over the world. All you need is about 20 seconds, and your Bitcoins become normal money that can be spent anywhere.
So there's obviously a lot to cover about Bitcoin, but we also have other folks who want to talk about whatever's on their mind. William's on the line listening in Dallas. William, you're on Free Talk Live, and we're here in New York City. What's on your mind?
I need to get that card.
Do what?
You need to get that.
I need to get that card.
All right. Well, it's going to be coming soon, as I understand it.
So roughly 2 months.
Keep your eyes on BitInstant.com. I imagine the announcement will go out there, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it when the time comes.
Yeah.
You guys are in New York?
For the time being, just for the night, we're here celebrating BitInstant.com's new opening of their offices here in Manhattan. But what's on your mind tonight, William?
Okay, yeah, I do question how you guys would handle this. So here, you could probably do a quick Google search for SUV crash kills 7, and it happened in East Texas, not too far from where I grew up. And the story is that I guess a man and a woman, you know, I guess husband and wife, I'm not sure of all the details. But anyway, there's 12 people in a Chevrolet Envoy or a GMC Envoy. And I guess 10 of them were children, ages 13 on below, all down to 6 and 3 and 2 and stuff like that. Anyway, apparently the guy had a blowout and lost control and rolled his vehicle, and turns out, I guess, only the driver and the front seat passenger were buckled up, and a lot of people, and 5 children died. A lot of people think that he should be charged with 5 counts of homicide or worse.
All right, William, stand by. We can come back, address it here in moments. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live from Manhattan.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. We're here live in New York City, in Manhattan, a financial district where BidInstant.com has opened up its office, and it's pretty exciting. BidInstant.com, of course, we'll talk more with some of their folks here as the show goes on. Eric Voorhees is sitting in with us here on the third microphone. And, Eric, you've had a number of guest spots on the program over the years, usually from the Porcupine Freedom Festival or Liberty Forum. And this is actually the first time in syndicated history of Free Talk Live that we've done a remote broadcast outside of those two events.
Yeah, thank you.
So this is kind of a historic
We're very honored
broadcast.
By your presence.
Well, thanks.
We're pleased to be here.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity to be here. And, of course, we're still taking your calls about anything at 855-450-FREE. This program is brought to you by SACL CAI. You need to get collections done. SACL CAI will do it with respect, and they'll do it in a way that will keep your clients down the line as well. So once again, you can visit SACL CAI. Their banner is at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. You can see them there. Again, SACL CAI. Let's go back to William listening in Dallas. And William, you had brought a story to our attention about a family that had, or at least one family, maybe more than one, that had crashed in an SUV. There were, five deaths in this particular instance?
And five injuries.
A lot of people hurt or dead out of this, and the father lived through it, the driver. He apparently had two of his own children perish in the accident. It just sounds absolutely horrifying. What was it that you were wondering what we thought or what should happen to him, or what was the question?
Yeah, it's kind of a tough question. I'm not trying to bring everybody down, but yeah, it was one of my friends on Facebook posted it, and people chimed in or saying, you know, that guy needs to be shot, you know, the driver and so forth. Now, you know, I'll go ahead and say right off the bat, I believe in child safety seats, and I believe in seat belts and all that good stuff, especially with kids and everything, and I don't imagine anything like this ever happening to me. If I have some kind of wreck like that, you know, the kids would have been properly restrained and all. But I don't know the details of this wreck, but maybe some of the kids or maybe all the ones that died would have died anyway. I don't know. It sounded like it rolled several times. But I guess the question was, a lot of people, like I said, think that he should be under the prison or whatever, and I feel like the guy has learned enough.
Yeah, he did lose his two of his family members in this.
I think it was more than two. I think it was like five, but I might be wrong about that.
I don't know. Looking at these names here, is it really difficult to say? His last name is the same as two of the young people, a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. I can't tell the genders of them by their names because the names are foreign. But I have no idea whether Ulyssa is female or male. I guess female because it ends with an A. But only two of the children seem to have the same last name. They may be part of a more of extended family. But I've got a kid, and if I was in an automobile accident for whatever reason, forgot to buckle up his car seat or something like that, and he was killed, that would be all the punishment that anybody ever needs to give me.
Oh, yeah. I get to drive up here with you and your wife over here to New York City today from New Hampshire, and you guys love Jack. I mean, he's...
Who doesn't
really
love their kid?
He's
ridiculous.
Really important. Well, I guess there's probably some parents that don't, but, you guys definitely do, and I think most people do love their kids, and they're all about their kids, and that's one of the worst things that can happen to a parent is to have the child die before the parent does. So, how anybody could be so callous.
Right. The other kids that survive this, let's make their life worse by putting dad in jail.
Yeah. Or kill daddy.
As if things aren't bad enough for this family, somebody wants to lock him up and put him in jail.
So, William, what do you think?
I kind of feel the way you guys do, and I feel like the guy was kind of a dummy, I guess, but at the same time, we don't know all the details of the scenario, but let's just go ahead and pretend like we know that he was careless and there weren't child seats and seat belts and whatever. I'm sure with all my heart that the guy, never dreamed that this would happen. Even if he's dumb or whatever word you want to use to describe his actions, he certainly didn't. If that guy walks away from that accident and he's laughing and he says he can't wait to do it again, something bad needs to happen.
Yeah,
but I
don't think that's likely what happened, though. William, thanks for the call. I appreciate you bringing that up tonight, and I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. We're here in Manhattan at the offices of BitInstant.com, and, of course, we've talked a lot about BitInstant over the last several months on Free Talk Live, specifically recommending it as a source to acquire Bitcoins, because we've certainly talked about Bitcoins, as we have been discussing with Eric from BitInstant here tonight, as to what the Bitcoins, what Bitcoin is, why it's useful, why it's valuable. And, of course, once somebody's sold on the idea of Bitcoins, they then have to acquire the Bitcoins, because when you sign up, when you go and download the Bitcoin software, it doesn't come with free money. So you have to put something into it.
Just like when you start getting excited about gold, you don't just get a bunch of free gold. You
yeah, exactly.
Figure out a way to get some.
And BitInstant makes it easy. I mean, as far as ways to get your hands on a new, brand new, exciting currency, I mean, literally, it can be done within minutes.
Right. Yeah. Within 10 or 20 minutes, you can have Bitcoins.
And that's mostly travel time.
Right.
I'm going to try at one point. I've now gone to CVS and Walmart and gotten my Bitcoins through BitInstant.com at those locations, and it's very easy. And one thing I want to do, normally I'll wait until the email comes from ZipZap, which is kind of the partner company that you guys are, one of the companies you're working with to help make this happen. But when you go through BitInstant.com, it's there right away. Like, you don't have to wait for the email. Like, the codes that you need to send the money are there. So I'm going to try, next time I'm at Walmart, I'm just going to try to buy some Bitcoins literally within a minute. Like, I'm gonna do it on BitInstant.com, and I'm going to get in the customer service line and make the payment within, like, a minute or two of being on BitInstant. And I have a feeling it's going to work instantaneously.
Yeah, and people need to understand that this is just things getting started. So this is just the next step in making these things super easy to get.
Well, how many locations now?
750,000.
750,000, and that's
world.
Spread across U.S., Brazil, and
US,
Russia?
U.S., Brazil, and Russia.
And what's next?
What's next is we are working on getting it to be easy for people to cash out of Bitcoin. So right now we've been focusing on helping people get the Bitcoin, mm-hmm. but obviously there's two sides to a transaction, and people need to be able to cash out into normal currencies just as easily. So we're working with a couple partners who I am probably not at liberty to discuss right now, but they are... Well, this one partner is a very big deal, and it will make it very easy for people to get money anywhere in the world.
That's exciting.
From a Bitcoin balance.
Now, what about other countries? I mean, obviously, not everybody's in those three countries around the world.
Right.
Are you guys eyeballing some other options?
Yeah, I mean, Bitcoin is it's very cool because it's all over the world. So mm-hmm. there are certain countries where it's more popular than others. But we want to be able to allow people in any country around the world to get Bitcoins easily. So, yeah, we're trying to bring on new countries all the time.
It's exciting stuff. Mark, I know you've got a question for Eric. So, Eric, you can stick with us.
Yep.
Excellent. Eric Voorhees is here. Maybe you've got a question about Bitcoins. Mark and I, you know, we know a little bit about it, but we certainly aren't officially in the business of Bitcoin. So you can get on the lines here if you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want as we broadcast live from BitInstant's offices in Manhattan, New York.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life, because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire, so when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry! Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You can head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive in a variety of different ways. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Get together with other people that think like you do. That's what Eric Voorhees from BitInstant.com did, as well as over 12,500 people had pledged to do. Over 1,000 people have already made the move or are part of the Free State Project in New Hampshire. And Mark and myself are two of those folks. And there's actually a couple other Free Staters hanging out here at the BitInstant grand opening party in Manhattan tonight, who also came all the way down here from New Hampshire. So go to freestateproject.org if you love the ideas of liberty and you're willing to do something about it. You owe it to yourself to learn more. Again, freestateproject.org. We're actually going to bring Eric back on the show here in a little bit, but he stepped away very kindly because there's a lady in the studio who is on a schedule. Eric is able to party all night. She's got to go, so we wanted to make sure we could get her in here. Adrian is with us. No, don't apologize. It's good to have you here. Adrian, you're a reporter with The Verge. Tell me what The Verge is.
Yes, The Verge.
And lean right on into that mic if you don't mind. Thank you.
Sorry about that. No worries. So The Verge is a relatively new tech news blog that was founded by 8 former editors of Engadget.
Oh, cool.
It's, it's almost a year old. It launched in November last year.
The website is awesome.
Yeah, it's very beautiful, beautifully designed. You should definitely check it out, especially if you have an iPad.
TheVerge.com.
Yes, TheVerge.com, but @Verge on Twitter. it's a little confusing.
So you were, as I understand it, one of the first reporters to really hit the mainstream with an article about Bitcoin. Is that accurate?
Well, I would say I was in the first crop of mainstream reporters who wrote about it. I wouldn't claim to be the first. I think it's difficult to say when exactly all those articles came out, but I did at the time work for the New York Observer, which is a very mainstream newspaper that has subscribers who get the newspaper delivered,
yeah.
And they're like
old school,
50s and 60s, and so it was like, it was a very mainstream article where some of the early coverage was a little more niche.
So, how did you get the, I mean, who assigned you to it? How did the story come about? I mean, Bitcoin is so new, you know, such a new concept for an old newspaper like that to kind of pick up on it. It's unusual,
yeah,
right?
It was definitely me. I am still kind of surprised that they let me go with it. I think maybe they were short on ideas that week or something. But it was because I first read about it in a reported newsletter called Launch, which is Jason Calacanis in California, and he employs some reporters who looked into Bitcoin and wrote sort of a, like, fear-mongery story about it.
Oh, really?
So I think that was the first time I read about it, and that story made some waves, and then Gawker did the story about Silk Road.
That was huge.
The second time, and then it was, like, one of these technologies where all my friends are like, hey, you're a tech reporter, like, tell us about Bitcoin. So.
And how much did you know at that point?
Well, the Launch story was a pretty good intro, so, you know, I mean, there's a lot to know about Bitcoin.
Yeah, there's a lot to know.
I would say there's still a lot that I don't know. So, yeah, I knew very little about it at the time. And people were asking me questions, and I couldn't really answer, so I started looking into it, and then I thought, this is super interesting, and I hadn't seen anybody do the mainstream take on it that was real focused on Bitcoin.
How did you figure out who to talk to? Because Bitcoin, it's not like there's some corporation that's behind Bitcoin.
Right.
It's not a government. There's nobody you can call. There's no press secretary for Bitcoin.
Right.
So, like, where did you start when you were trying to figure out, well, how do I ask questions about this? Who do I talk to? I mean, what's the authority on Bitcoin?
Probably the IRC channel.
Okay, so you went into a chat room.
I did. That's a good question. I'm trying to remember who I spoke to for that story. I did call some just like economists.
Yeah.
Who had
no idea.
They were unaffiliated, right? Well, the guy I ended up talking to was pretty savvy, and I think he had had a student who had tried to write something about Bitcoin, and
great.
So he had like a basis of a frame of reference, sort of, and he was just, I mean, he just spoke about it from, like, an economist viewpoint. And then, do you guys remember Bruce Wagner?
That name rings a bell, but I'm not sure.
He, are you being facetious?
No, seriously,
oh, okay.
I don't know.
He did a video, like a web show about Bitcoin called The Bitcoin Show, and he was kind of a local celebrity in Manhattan and did Bitcoin meetups and made a lot of noise about Bitcoin, and then he...
So you talked to that guy, then?
I talked to that guy, yeah. I think he was the opener of the story, you know, making, like, grand statements about Bitcoin and where it was headed. And
so you're out of the old media. You've left the world of print and are now online only. And,
yeah, totally.
Does that look a big change for you? I mean, non-Bitcoin related,
it's
a big change.
A huge change. It's just weird. Like, I went out with some former coworkers Tuesday because that was the end of the week for them, because that's when the paper closes, and it was just like, gosh, this is so odd. Like, the paper, like, you had to get your story in by 7 o'clock because it went to the printer.
Right.
Yeah, with the online, I mean, how does it work as far as deadlines go? I mean, you just put the story out whenever you put it out?
No, you get a deadline, and you get flack from your editor if you don't get it.
I mean, you still have to put people on deadlines, because otherwise they'll just screw off, right? People
exactly.
have to have goals and expectations. So, Adrian, what's your last name so people can go and look for your articles?
Jeffries.
With a J?
Yes.
Adrian Jeffries from TheVerge.com. What are you working on right now? What's your current project?
Right now, I'm working on a story that's kind of pegged to the Reuters hacks. Did you guys see about this?
No.
Activists hacked into Reuters.com, into their... the Reuters blogs, actually 3 times, and planted stories about you know, like saying that the Syrian prime minister was dead. Like it was some kind of activist group, but they still don't know who did it. So that got me thinking about hackers, like with a political agenda, and how like places like Reuters and other news agencies can be an attractive target because they're authoritative.
Sure. Well, I know Anonymous is going after the English authorities at this point because of the Assange and all that sort of thing. Is that going to be wrapped into the story?
I think that's a separate issue. I think, like...
You don't think they have a political agenda?
They definitely do, but I'm interested more in news sites.
Okay.
Right. Gotcha. That's pretty exciting news, though, that and I fully support that sort of hacking. Hack the hell out of the British and the U.S. governments, please. So, Adrian, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Really appreciate you stopping in. I know you've got somewhere to be, so thank you again.
Thank you. Adrian
from
my
TheVerge.com. Let's go to Chris listening in upstate New York. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi, Mark. How are you?
Hey.
Good. The reason I'm calling is I don't question the legitimacy of the Bitcoin, but the legality of Bitcoin converted to U.S. dollars. Could you guys address that?
The legality of them, as I understand and we'll actually have an interview on this a little later, perhaps. The CIA has been briefed on bitcoins, and they like the FBI did a white paper that included quite a bit of information on bitcoins, and I think they pretty much equated them to S&H green stamps, which were essentially in and of themselves their own currency. But you know, I mean, governments tend to be full of hubris. And they don't think that a currency is a currency unless it has a national stamp on it. So, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of private currencies out there. Bitcoin's just the most global, most successful, and most transferable. There's things like, there's the Berkshire dollars. Or Berkshires, I think is what they're called. There's Ithaca Hours.
Yep.
There's all kinds of barter and exchanges out there. ITEX, I believe, is one that comes to mind. So, you know, I'd say that there's really no legality to Bitcoin.
Well, I'm certainly no lawyer, but as I understand it, governments basically, they don't have any concept, most of them, what Bitcoin is. They certainly haven't made any moves that I'm aware of as far as attempting to ban it or do any sort of regulating, and nor would they really be able to, from what I understand, the way that the program is set up. It makes it very difficult. Chris, I don't know if you have more, but if you do, you're welcome to hang on, and we'll bring it back. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The Bitcoin universe is way too agile. It's way too nimble for the government to possibly catch up to. 855-450-FREE, this is Free Talk Live.
If you've listened to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you're familiar with Bradley Jardis.
Brad is the former police officer that now embraces the ideas of liberty, and now he's running for sheriff of Coos County in New Hampshire. Sheriff is a very important position from which a liberty-oriented individual can protect many rights of the populace. Any U.S. citizen can donate to his campaign up to $1,000.
He's hoping to raise as much money as possible for his campaign, and his chances are quite good. He's running in Coos County, and Ron Paul actually carried Coos.
I hope you'll trust me when I say that we know a few other good reasons that we believe Brad can win.
Come on, join Ian and me in donating to Brad's campaign and getting a liberty-loving individual in this very important seat.
If Brad gets this seat, it'll be the biggest win for the liberty movement in New Hampshire and maybe anywhere. Give what you can at bradforsheriff.com. bradforsheriff.com.
This was paid for by Friends of Bradley Jardis. Bradley Jardis, fiscal agent.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy the program, maybe you want to throw something in the Bitcoin tip jar. You can do that at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. So if you have acquired some Bitcoins, perhaps through bitinstant.com, and you'd like to send something toward Free Talk Live, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And, of course, there are links there to help you learn more about the Bitcoin. You can go to weusecoins.org to learn more about it there. And, of course, bitinstant.com to get your hands on some of them. We're going to, of course, talk to you more about Bitcoin as the night goes on because, well, number one, it's important, and number two, the folks from BitInstant.com were nice enough to have us out to their offices for their grand opening Bitcoin meetup party. Looks like there's some good food over there, some catered food, and some I think something to drink as well. People have the red Solo cups as they're walking around the studio here.
The ubiquitous Solo cup.
Yes, and so of course we'll take your calls about anything as well. 855-450-FREE, and we'll also talk to more interesting folks here. We've got another gentleman we'll introduce here in a moment, but first let's talk to Greg listening in Massachusetts. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey Greg.
I'm
just curious, people that go to the system, how is this any different from just fiat currency? If it's sort of seems like it's on nothing, so I'm kind of curious if it's able to just kind of, how is the price set? I understand that it's not set off of it's set off the value of dollars, like whatever currency you're trading.
All right. Well, first of all, your phone is kind of fading in and out. I don't know if there's a bad connection. But your question was about, how can this be worth something when it's based on nothing?
And what is the difference between that and fiat currency? Well, is that correct?
Right. Yep. That's pretty much it.
Yep. Greg, we're going to answer that off the air just because the phone's kind of an iffy point there. So do you want to handle
that? Yeah, I got it. Fiat currency is a currency based off fiat. Somebody or group of buddies says that this is money, and therefore it's money. And usually that person says that, this money is good for all debts, public and private, and we have our own police force and army and will kill you if you don't take it.
Right, so it's legal tender, which is there's an actual law forcing people to use the government currency.
Now, I don't think anybody's getting forced to take United States dollars these days. They're pretty valuable in and of themselves, no doubt about it. But at one point, something that was green and looked like United States dollar was backed by silver, and they just kind of removed all the metal backings from it, and so they continue to trade these things around that people accepted as money at some point. Whereas the Bitcoin was never backed by anything but an logarithm, a math problem. A math problem that is so complex that it is unbreakable. And that's its intrinsic value. It is also, in and of itself, an ability to send and receive money for free. So, you know, what PayPal does for money, Bitcoin does for free. And that is an intrinsic value also. Now, the Bitcoin's price is set by supply and demand, the thing that sets the price for everything. People are out there willing right now to pay $10 or thereabouts for a Bitcoin, so therefore that's what a Bitcoin is worth. And, you know, people.
So the market sets that.
Right. In the same way that people are, you know, willing to spend $20,000 on a car, that's why that's what a car is worth.
And it's not in any way pinned to the dollar. It's, you can convert Bitcoin into any other different currency. It's just we happen to live in the U.S., and so we're more concerned with what its value is in dollars.
And it's useful.
It's an international currency. Although I have to disagree with you to some extent, Mark. I think that there's a lot of software out there, and a lot of software is really good code, but I don't know if there's any intrinsic value in it, because if Bitcoin wasn't useful, if people weren't using it in the market,
sure,
it wouldn't have any value.
Well, the intrinsic value of a vehicle is the scrap metal that you can take to the junkyard and get out of it. So a car is worth $1,000, but
okay,
you buy it for $30,000 because it drives and does all kinds of other
things. But code has no physical, you know, component. There's nothing. Sure. You can't melt it down. If it's someone presses delete, it's gone.
So
the code itself, I don't think, has value except for what the market is assigning to it. And the market's saying this is an incredibly valuable product that it is trading at $10 a pop. And
all value is assigned by supply and demand.
Yeah.
I don't care whether it's gold. I don't care if it's oxygen. Whatever it is. It's assigned by supply and demand.
So let's bring our next guest on here. Mark Hochstein is with us, and he is a writer with the American Banker newspaper. So lean right on close into that microphone there, Mark, and welcome to Free Talk Live. Good evening.
Thanks for having me.
All right, fantastic. We're glad to have you here. And so tell me, you are pretty excited, as somebody who kind of looks into the world of banking as your job, you're pretty excited by the Bitcoin.
Yeah, that's right. We are moving to a cashless society. I accept that. That's what we've been told for years. It's happening slowly, and I think it's generally a good thing. I buy the argument that a cash is inefficient. I get the idea that it that there are advantages to going digital. There is one aspect, though, of cashlessness that troubles me, is the idea that the government could use money to track people's whereabouts.
Yes, absolutely.
I find that very disturbing.
Not just could, but they do. I mean,
yes,
clearly.
Yes, they do. And that is one of the things that really appeals to me about Bitcoin, is that it's cash-like in that sense. It's virtual, it's digital, but and I know a lot of the Bitcoin hardcores will say, well, it's not totally anonymous, but it's pseudonymous, and you have a greater degree of privacy than you would have if you were, you know, using your credit card or, you know, using, you know, one of the established payment systems.
Significantly.
No, well, not only that, but you can attain anonymity through it if you take the steps necessary
to
cover your tracks, and, you know, so there are ways to use it in an anonymous manner.
Yeah, and I don't accept the idea that some people put out there that if you want to be anonymous, you have something to hide, or that that you're necessarily a criminal or a dangerous person. We all have transactions that we would not want the government or our relatives or our nosy in-laws or our nosy neighbors to know about. You know, it's not necessarily illegal things. It could be like, you know, you bought cigarettes and, you know, you don't want someone giving you a lecture, or you cheated on your diet and you bought a Twix bar. You know, you know, what if you live in a...
But it could also be something down the line. Maybe the Twix bar isn't illegal today, but I mean, we're here in New York City, where I believe they just outlawed soft drinks over 16 ounces from certain locations.
Yeah,
and
what about the soft drink buyers, the heavy users of soft drink list?
So even though it's not illegal today, today, it may still be a good idea to, you know, keep those things quiet, because it could be illegal tomorrow the way these governments are going. They're outlawing everything.
Yeah, governments are capable of anything. I think a lot of your listeners have probably heard of Harry Brown.
I'm a huge fan.
I'm a Harry Brown
libertarian.
I have this musty old copy of his guide to Swiss banks from the early 70s.
Oh, wow. I've got a print.
Yeah. The advice is dated, but, you know, the first sentence of that book, he talks about this Jewish businessman who, you know, sometime in the 1930s, he kind of sees which way the wind is blowing, and so that's why he takes a quote-unquote vacation to Switzerland. And I think his point was that, you know, if you want to kind of be off... I know it's not exactly the perfect analogy, but if you want to be off the grid, you know, there's legitimate reasons to want to do that. It doesn't necessarily make you a terrorist or a bad person. And I think
sometimes you just want to be left alone.
Yeah. So I think we need to preserve that as we get rid of the inefficiency of paper. I think we ought to preserve the option of anonymity.
So as a Bitcoin user myself, anonymity doesn't mean that much to me. But what I like about it is that it's money, I guess I call it backed by value, but I mean it's money that is the price is set by supply and demand, and it can't be increased through fiat. Nobody can inflate the currency. That's what I like about it. So to me it feels like honest money.
Yeah. I think the people who were really keen on gold for similar reasons, I know not all of them dig Bitcoin, but you would think that that they would appreciate that aspect.
Well, I think there's
an
objection that needs to be that they need to get over before they can really embrace Bitcoin, and I think that I certainly had this objection at first. We had a conversation with Gavin, who we may end up dragging in here at some point, but he's one of the originals behind Bitcoin.
He's the man.
Yeah, and he kind of explained, because I was in that paradigm of, well, it has to have something physical behind it to be valuable. And I think that's probably where a lot of the gold bugs or the silver guys, and I've got, plenty of silver, but I think that's where a lot of them are coming from, and that they just, they don't see something real there, and so they think that it can't be valuable in the same way that these other things are. And they're just wrong, because as we explained earlier, all the value is in its usefulness.
You could argue that, in a sense, it's better than gold from that perspective, because gold, people could mine gold out of the ground anytime.
That's true. And it's infinitely divisible and so much more useful and fast, and you can send it instantly over a long space. Hey, thanks for coming on the show tonight. So we've got more coming up live from Manhattan at the BitInstant.com office grand opening. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealswithclubs.eu. No seals are hard to make this effort.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.